Hi, I am Haley Steiner, a CLI presenter. This course is taught by Reverend Henry Rayenga and Attorney-Pastor Brian D. Cook. Welcome to Topic 12 to A Faithful Future for You and Your Children. You have walked through grace, stability, identity, parenting, home rhythms, boundaries, grief, support, spiritual growth, healing, sexual self-care, dating discernment, and future hope. Now, this final topic helps you gather what God has been forming in you. A faithful future does not mean every problem is solved. It does not mean every relationship is peaceful. It does not mean money is easy, grief is gone, co-parenting is simple, or loneliness never returns. A faithful future means you are learning to walk with Christ one step at a time. Isaiah 43:18-19 says, "Do not remember the former things and do not consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing." God's new work does not erase your story. It redeems, guides, heals, strengthens, and leads you forward. As a Christian single mother, you are not only surviving, you are growing as a disciple of Jesus, a mother of honor, a God-designed woman, and a future-facing person of hope. You can love your children without making them carry adult burdens. You can build support without feeling weak. You can practice boundaries without becoming bitter. You can receive your womanhood without shame. You can practice sexual self-care and moderation without fear or secrecy. You can hope for future love without making marriage your savior. You can seek help early instead of waiting until everything collapses. You can live from Christ, not from panic. In this topic, you will begin shaping a 90-day Christian life, parenting, womanhood, sexual self-care, and hope rule of life. That is a simple plan for the next season. It will help you name rhythms for prayer, parenting, rest, support, work, home, boundaries, health, sexual integrity, future relationship discernment, and wise review. The goal is not perfection. The goal is faithfulness. Philippians 3:13-14 reminds us to press on toward what is ahead. Paul did not say he had already arrived. He said he kept pressing forward. That is a good picture for this final topic. You do not have to arrive overnight. You can press on with Jesus. Reflection question, what part of your life now needs hope that is steady, practical, and rooted in Christ? Gentle next step, write one sentence that begins with Christ my next faithful season can include.